And then they're going to reign with him 1,000 years. Then at the conclusion of that 1,000 years, fire is going to come down, you understand, and destroy the wicked here, see? Now look how further stupid we get. Uh-huh. See, then we're going to turn around and resurrect. Here's the pictures here. I'm just showing you how you can see. The pictures are right here. They speak for themselves. See, then he's going to resurrect the unrighteous dead. The sinners. Now, this is supposed to be the second resurrection.
Right.
You see? And then all these unrighteous, and these unrighteous living, unrighteous dead and unrighteous living, you understand? Mm-hmm. They're going to appear at the white throne judgment. And whosoever is not there found in the Lamb's book of life will be sent to the lake. And then after that, you see, it's finished. Mm-hmm. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Which is that thing. You see? Now, what did I bring this up for? Why did I say that? Now, last week, if you recall, I told you about the prophecy of Daniel. And Dr. Roche tried to teach the clearness of it the week before. He was last week. And this week. Now, here. You just read in the 8th chapter of Daniel. You see? Now, Dr. Gross, you're going to have to, whoever put this up there, is going to have to get me some 2,300 days.
That's right.
See, now, put it up here, because you got it in them books down there. They've drawn it all out. That's the reason why I had you bring these books. It's 7 days and it's all up, you see. Don't go put nothing on the board. You see, now I want to show you. If you notice, I specifically stated and pointed out that millennium and showed you that it meant 1,000.
That's right.
You see? Well, now they got him coming back. Now they're talking about that 1,000. See? Haven't said nothing about all these other thousands of years beforehand.
Right.
You understand? Now, when I say that, I mean this. Coming one day with the Lord is 1,000 years, and each one of these days that the sun hung over that the sun rose and set. And this cloud, now this is 1,490 years before the birth of Messiah.
Right.
You understand? Now, this cloud brought the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, and they passed through the Red Sea in the cloud and in the sea. See? And then they went through there finally to the Mount Moriah, or Mount Sinai. And God gave them 3 days to clean up. And he spoke the Ten Commandments from the Messiah. This is not an eye, this is a mouth. Showing that God spoke the Ten Commandments from Mount Sinai. And they were gathered around here. And I told you this was the first congregation, or the first church. The word church means congregation or one. Now, what I'm going to try to do is put this together in continuity. Now, you try to follow me. You try to follow me now. Now, you remember I told you about the millennium?
Right.
I told you millennium means 1,000.
Yes.
Now, Psalms 90:4 says one day with the Lord is as 1,000 years.
Yes, sir.
When it is past. Listen. And as they watch in the night. Peter 3, 2 Peter 3 and 8. say, said that one day with the Lord is as a thousand years. Now look here, don't you mess up this with law business, with this with the man. Don't do that. Now, look up here. See, now, while this cloud hung over this mountain, and Moses sees the vision of the creation during the time that the sun is rising and setting, and the cloud is hanging over the top of the mountain, and he is seeing a vision. You recall that Daniel spoke about a vision?
Yes.
Right. I try to tell you all scripture, that's how it is given. You remember that Daniel said that speak to that man, to understand, and Gabriel, make this man to understand. To be to understand. Then you went on down to the 14th verse, you see, and then the 14th verse. So would you read it?
And he said unto me.
And he said unto me.
Unto 2,300 days.
And he said unto me, unto 2,300 days.
Then shall the sanctuary be planted.
Then shall the sanctuary be planted. You see? Now it's ignored all of it. Messed it up, and we got down to this one little millennial thing down here. We have paid no attention to it at all. Look up, folks. While this cloud is hanging over this mountain, you understand, and Moses is seeing that vision. Every time the sun rises and sets, see, as the sun went down, this cloud was become a pillar of fire by night. I told you a while ago, and I'm repeating it again. I said everything that happens, happens within this cloud or within the realm of eternity. You have always been in it, and you always will, and you never will get out.
That's right.
All right.
Now, if you don't learn no more than that tonight, see, it beats what you've been learning.
Right.
You see? Now look, Rip. See this cloud, a burning cloud. Everything is in that within the cloud. See? Now, when you get over here in the 20th chapter of Revelation, you see? I made the statement here one time, not too long ago, and I know that somebody is just bound to fall over. And I'll make them statements like that so you can fall over and so you will jump on me. See? I wouldn't have said it if I thought everybody understood. I said it to attract your attention. I said, you're already in the lake.
Yes.
That's right.
Now, this burning cloud that you're in here, you understand? Mm-hmm. You see, that where matter is coming into existence, you understand? Undergoing change in this burning cloud, and God is creating the heavens and earth. During them 6 days, now this them 6 days mean 6 millenniums.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm.
I'd have you to know, Dr. Gross, this is a journey with the Lord. I did not say the name.
Okay.
Lord is doing this for you. It's not Moses. See? Mm-hmm. Now, one day with him, the Lord, in a 1,000 years, as 1,000 years is as one day. Now, Jehovah's Witness, you see, I've had you bring me books. See, there's no point in bringing them. You see? Mm-hmm. There's no point in bringing them if we're not going to try to learn something. See, I told you flatly that they were wrong. Now my job is proving it. Now, they say that each one of these days is 7,000 years long. And that he was 42,000 years. 6 times 7 is 42. 42,000 years in creating the universe. I said, wrong! Don't have no Bible for it.
Right.
I probably got it.
See? See that now?
Mm-hmm.
That's 1,000 years. Now, Peter, when he's talking about, he's looking right back here. He says, I understand one day we got with the Lord. Beloved, be not ignorant. This one day with the Lord. It says 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is that one day.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Now, he went on to say this. See, 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter.
Right.
You see, he went on to express. Listen! Listen! He said the days, not days. You see? He didn't say days. He said the days of the Lord will come as a thief in night.
Right. Paul said the same thing.
David said, understand? Got the same repetition of your words. One day with the Lord is as 1,000, is as yesterday, 1,000 years when it's past. Listen, as a watch in the night. Now when God bodies that tells us in the dark. See, there was no darkness there at all day.
Right.
See? None at all. Now, John on the Isle of Patmos, he was out there to confirm and to verify. He looked and he seen. You understand when you said there was no night there?
Right.
In your Bible, where you started in Genesis, it says, In the beginning, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was that form of darkness. Darkness! You heard me? I said darkness!
Mm-hmm.
Was upon the face of the deep.
Mm-hmm.
And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light!
Uh-huh.
The evening and the morning were the first day.
Right.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Now that's the opposite of that darkness has a fire. It never has come back no more.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You understand what I mean?
Right.
Now, there's a Lord down here on the earth, incarnated in a body.
See?
That's the same God incarnated.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? That's
fulfilled.
Okay. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now you watch, William. Keep your eyes closed. Don't close your eyes. Close your eyes, you'll lose sight on the word. Now this is in the beginning of the creation of the physical counterparts of the universe. Not the beginning of creation. I did not say that, Rip. Here's the beginning of the creation right here is when he took on incorporeal form.
Mm-hmm.
That pure spirit taking on a shape and form.
Mm-hmm.
See, and then he created after that.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So God is pure spirit, never created but one thing.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And in a certain sense, you understand.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And that was, it was just him take on the incorporeal form so that they could see.
Okay.
See, now that in shape form That's called the Holy Ghost in your terminology. Mm-hmm. Now listen, I didn't say it was ghost-like. I said that is the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm. Right.
See, that's Elohim. See, that's incorporeal. That's not physical. Corporeal means physical. Incorporeal means not physical. Super incorporeal means above even the corporeal.
That's right.
Or incorporeal. See? You understand? Now watch. Watch. As you see him looking there, you understand, and as he in that condition creates everything, and Moses is looking at him in this incorporeal form. Now you had to see him first in that shape and form, as pure said he couldn't conceive it. You see his form? We had to take all the shape and form. Moses saw that before he saw the creation. Now, I remember times past. When they said, well, look here, I think maybe this creation here was first before this tabernacle and all. And we had four or five rounds of that one. You see? All right, now watch. Now watch it answer its own test. You see? Now here's John on the Isle of Patmos. It's surrounded by water, just like the earth is surrounded by water. You see that now? And Moses up there had seen the vision and seeing the rest around it. You understand? But he saw him first before he saw that. You understand?
Right.
Now here's John out on our passage, surrounded by water. And he heard behind a voice. That's a voice of many birds. You understand? Many waters, I meant to say. Is that right? And he said he turned to see the voice that spake with him, and he saw him. Just like Moses saw him.
That's
the one. You see? Now we question and argue around about the tabernacle. You see? So then we hear he described his what his feet was as brass. You understand? You understand? He was walking in the midst of the golden candlesticks when John saw it. See the transfiguration there? Now that just stopped everybody's mouth. Now, as long as you don't understand that, you're going to keep your mouth running. Okay. Now, these things have got to be proven. You see, water around here, got to be water here surrounding. Moses got to see him in the vision, you understand? Transfigured into the tabernacle, and that's what John saw him. John saw him as the tabernacle itself. See what I mean? Now listen, watch, that does away with all arguments. Are you watching? Be sure you're watching. Now here's what I said, it promised that chaos. See, this is in the beginning here. You understand? I wouldn't buy that at all. See? I wouldn't buy it at all. Now, all of the theologians you know anything about, don't make no difference who they are. All the commentators that you can go and drag up. See, start right there in Genesis 1:1. See? To tell you about the creation. And I say he don't know nothing about it. See? And he don't have no way to prove it. That what he thinks about what he just read. And I mean, he's reading it too. That doesn't look. Now look, watch. Now you see, this is the beginning of the trip. Egypt is the place.
Right.
Egypt is in chaos. She's in black dark. See? You understand that? I mean, Stygian black. God. You understand?
Yes.
when they leave out of here. Now, this is the beginning of the migration. Now, this beginning, see, now God has poured out them plagues down here, you understand? Mm-hmm. She's in a devastated or chaotic, and she's in darkness, you understand?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When they started here from the Red Sea, go to the Red Sea. You understand? Now, this is just beginning, and just shove it around up here. See? Listen, they slew the lamb down there. Is that right?
Yes.
He was the lamb slain. Yes. You understand?
Right.
Before the foundation of the world.
Right.
It's dark down here, it's dark up there.
Yes,
this is the beginning of the migration. Mm-hmm. That's the beginning up there.
Mm-hmm.
You see that now?
Right.
Moses said she surrounded by water in Egypt and cleansed by water there.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
They went through here in the clouds. You understand? And that same cloud that they went through here, the Red Sea, is that same cloud that's over the top of this mountain.
Right.
Do you see what I'm talking about? And now listen. Listen. See, now here he's got 2,300 days. Here. See? Now, John. All of them, you understand? They're telling me about the 2,300 days, you understand? Reaches from B.C. 457, and them 2,300 days reaches all down here to 1844.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
See? There's the diagrams in the books. See? Anybody can buy a book. There it is.
That's right.
You see? Well, now somebody would say, well, now what's that got to do with what you just said over there?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
Now here's what it's got to do with what I just said. See, now I'm going to take it both ways so you can see the 2,300. Now that's the 2,300 days that Daniel was talking about. You understand?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, look, folks. Look. You see all these tracks around here?
Yeah.
I'm not doing anything. You're just proving the same thing right over and over and over.
Right.
Isn't that what I told you?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You see? Now, look, Williams. There's 3 days down to the Red Sea, and the Red Sea parts. You see?
Mm-hmm.
3 days done. Egypt was in dark. And the only light they had was that cloud. She was a burning pillar of fire by night. You understand? We'll call that cosmic light. So that you can catch on to it up here.
Mm-hmm.
And when she went to the Red Sea, a Red Sea part. Moses raised up his rod. Of the Red Sea part. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And on the third, that's all in the beginning of the third day. You see what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You see? Now look, pick this one up. 11th chapter of Revelation, verse 1. Look up at me now, folks. Moses said to him, what's that you got in your hand? A rod.
Mm-hmm.
He raised up the rod
over the Red Sea.
Are you listening?
Mm-hmm.
Are you listening?
Mm-hmm.
This creation up here that God has created in the realm of eternity. That is the sanctuary. I'm talking about heaven and earth all put together.
Mm-hmm.
That is it.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now when Moses raised that rod up here, you understand? the water is fire. Here in eternity, the earth. The earth may sanctuary. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
He raises its inspection. Heaven. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now John is looking at it. He said, now it was given unto me a reed, likened unto a rod. That rise and measure the temple. The temple. You see, I'm telling you about the creation. The creation. No, that's the temple.
Yes.
You heard me. You're not blind.
Yes.
But the court which is without, leave out. For it's given unto the Gentiles to pay underfoot. 42 months. Or 1260 years. You see what I'm talking about? 42 months or 1260 years. You see, now I just do this. I just look from Alpha to Omega, from beginning to end, and I can see the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm trying to teach you.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Now, if you see the ministry of Messiah, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
3.5 years. Put the prophetic time 1 day for a year. 3.5 years that he was in the ministry, and it's 1260 years.
My goodness.
Right.
Give them rise and measure the temple. And you're talking about the cleansing of the sanctuary under 2,300 days. And then shall the sanctuary be cleansed.
Uh-huh.
Is that what you're doing?
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm showing you here the same thing. Where he went 3 days journey to the Red Sea, missed it after he ride over the Red Sea, and the stinking black doctors down there, you understand? Then he sits as they were dead.
And there, thank you, buddy. Left out, given under the Gentiles, fed underfoot 42 months. Or 3.5 years.
Do you see that, Roger? John on the Isle of Patmos is seeing the same thing. Says it was given unto 11th chapter, verse 1. It was given unto me a reed, like under a rock, saying, rise, major. Say, got something to go by, major. See, when you talk to me, you put the measuring rod on it. Don't you come up and tell me what Bishop so-and-so and Reverend so-and-so said. I don't make no difference to me. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to jab the measuring rod on it. And all them that is without, they don't know it. For without are whoremongers and liars.
That's right.
You understand?
Right.
You see what I'm talking about? Treading the sanctuary under the host under the foot. Yeah, you can have a big tumor as big as that cat over there if you want to. You understand? You get that? Now, do you see that? You see how some revelations in there? There's somebody here. I don't know where that's what you're talking about. That's 11:1, wasn't it?
Right.
Read the 8th verse.
Revelation.
And their dead bodies.
And their dead bodies.
Shall rise as priests.
Shall rise as priests. For the great day. Now
what?
Hold everything. The man is in the spirit. And looks back and see it. It's in the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the spirit.
and the Spirit was in him.
Right.
See, when you come up talking a whole bunch of jive, you understand? You understand me?